Okay, we're ready to have a good Shabbos. We are, today's daf is Tavches. Tavches, the one that you've been looking at with all the pictures on it, Tavches and Aleph. So first though, we start on Zion and Mabez. The Gemara starts off with Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. That's where we're going to start. Eight lines up at the bottom. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. The Gemara has just quoted a variety of opinions that held Sukkah Diras Keva Be'inan. That was the assumption that the Kulam B'shita Achas Savru, they all hold one kulhu svirlhu that there is keva beinan, and the Gemara quoted all of these different opinions. Tosas pointed out that it doesn't mean that they're exactly the same shita. Tosas in Dibur Masal kulhu said al karchachin shavin. Doesn't mean exactly the same because we in fact hold like some of those opinions and don't hold like other opinions. So it's not that they exactly hold the same shita, but they're all in the same world of sukkah diras keva beinan. So the last shita quoted was that of achirim, and the achirim held that sukkah that was made like a shovach, like a chicken coop, is pasul because it does not have corners. What does a shovach mean? Rashi quotes, agula, circular. So the achirim held that you're not allowed to have a circular sukkah, and the assumption of the Gemara is that because that's not diras keva. That's what the Gemara said. But now we get to another shita, a new piece of Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, which Rashi says, this Rabbi Yochanan is brought here because it's arguing on the previous opinion. That's why it's brought here. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, sukkah ha'asuya ka'kivshan, a sukkah that is made like a kivshan, like a furnace. And Rashi again says, that means circular. They have circular furnaces, and it's made like a furnace, like in the picture. And Rashi adds, the less lay ka'acherim. Rabbi Yochanan does not hold like a cherim, that's why this is brought here. Says the Gemara, im yesh beha kefa k'dei leshe boch avdala b'nei adam k'sheira v'imla psula. If there is, in its circumference, says Rabbi Yochanan, you could have 24 people sitting around the circumference, the perimeter of the circle. So then, that's a kosher sukkah. That's the minimum size of a circular sukkah. Says Rabbi Yochanan, you need to have the size that 24 people are able to sit around the perimeter of the sukkah. V'yimla pasula. And if it's not enough, if it's smaller, you don't have enough to have 24 people sitting around, leisheba, keep that in mind, or the word says leisheba, v'yimla pasula. And if not, it's possible. Before we move on, it's interesting, the Sfas Emes has a suffix here. If you have a circular sukkah, does the principle of two walls plus a little third wall, afilu tefach, apply? And if it does, how do you figure it out? How do you figure out the wall? There are no walls. I mean, there's one wall that never ends. It's like an egg. You know, it goes around and around. So it says this Fasemus Basupakani Bahak Sukkah the Kivshan. He's not sure. Heikhiya Ashir Dishtaim Kilchasan Vishlishas Afil Tefach. So how do you measure that? What are the options of measuring Shtaim Kilchasan Vishlishas Afil Tefach? Kiva Delekas Avis. F Shar Ditsarach Lios Mechsaha Eagle. Maybe you need an entire semicircle. A semicircle is like two sides. It's like half the sukkah. A semicircle plus a little bit. Just like you needed two walls plus a little bit. So maybe that's what you need by a circular. Im o tefach besuras ha-pesach. O efshar, or maybe, since kiva enachinami, the besukah kazu, kiva delekazavis sarach lios kula stuma. O mid meru balaparitz. Maybe they'll do that and apply. If you have a nikar wall, and you can say, here's one, here's two, and here's a little bit to function as the third, that's where you can have it. But if you don't have any walls, maybe the whole thing falls apart. Maybe you don't have that halakha bosh b'sinai, shtayim kolchasa v'shtus l'fil tefa. So maybe you're not allowed to have, you know, two in a little bit. Maybe you need a nikar, meruba, omed meruba laparts. So v'tzarach iyan, he's not sure the answer to that question, but if anybody has a circular sukkah, probably l'chumra, one shouldn't rely on just having a little bit and relying on the halakha bosh b'sinai. There is also another important shita to mention, and that is the shita of the Magen Avraham, which is discussed in Tuf Reish Lamed Dalet. The Magen Avraham says that we're going to be talking on Amun Aleph today, we're going to be talking about a circular sukkah. The Magen Avraham has a chumrah. Let's say, forget a circular sukkah. Let's say one has a big sukkah. But there's a corner of the sukkah. It's not a perfect rectangle or a perfect square. There's a certain part of the sukkah that's kind of sectioned off from the rest of the sukkah. And in that section, it's not 7x7 tefachim. It's connected to the rest of your sukkah, but you have an area in your sukkah that you kind of squeezed in, and you have the wall, and it goes one way and then the other way. So the Magen Avraham has a chumrah, and he holds that if you have this little corner that's not 7x7, even though it's attached to the rest of the sukkah, you're not allowed to sit there. You're not allowed to sit in that part of the sukkah. That's the Magen Avraham. Afilu sukkah gedola harbe, v'makam echad, yishkeren echad, mashuch lefnim, she'ein bo shiva al shiva, osur leishiv sham, kiven she'amakam tsarlo l'sheva sham. That's the chumra of the Magen Avraham. Again, if the whole sukkah is big enough, but you have one little area that is less than 7x7, so then you're not allowed to sit there. So based on this Magen Avraham, says the Bikur Yaakov, right, the Aruch Haner, Yaakov Ettlinger's Sefer on sukkah, so he says, I have a problem here by a circular sukkah. If you have a circular sukkah, we're going to get to how to figure out circular related to the square sukkah and the circular sukkah. So says the Bikur Yaakov, based on this Magen Avraham, the Magen Avraham said, if you're sitting in the area of a sukkah that is not 7x7 itself, so then you shouldn't sit there, even though it's connected to the rest of the sukkah. So says the Bikur Yaakov, if that's true, then if you have a circular sukkah, you shouldn't be able to sit on the sides of the circle. You should be able to only fit into the square that would be circumscribed inside the circle. Because if you're sitting outside, let's say where the imaginary square would be, so you're sitting in a place that is not really 7x7. You're sitting in a place that wouldn't be able to be split. He says, "Vimkel devi magen Avraham had the machsherin and sukkah agula tzorach lechavin leishiv dafka beemsa mamish, but also makam yesh lo beazayin al zayin to midatzad shemeitzav aholech sheim bo zayin al zayin the yesh lo dinak karen." That'll be like considered like corner, and you shouldn't be able to sit there. That's the chumra of the Magen Avraham and the extension of the Bikur Yaakov. Says the Bir Halacha, says the Chavetz Chaim, I don't think this is such a chumra. Even if you say like the Magen Avraham, even if you say that if you have this corner of your sukkah that is less than 7x7, you're not allowed to sit there, that's different than sitting in the sides of a circle. What's the difference? What's the difference? Says the Bir Halacha Pashit, to shum by a circle, if you're sitting on the side of a circle, which is outside the imaginary square that you would draw inside the circle, you don't feel tzafuf, you don't feel tsar, you don't feel like you're squeezed in. You're right, if you would draw an imaginary square inside, you're sitting outside that square. But it's not like sitting in the corner of a sukkah where you're squeezed in between two walls. So says the Mishnah Berurah, even if you'd hold like that Magen Avraham, you don't have to say the extension of the Bikur Yaakov. You can't split within a circle. It's not difficult to sit there. It's one area with the ribua. So that's what the Bir Halacha says. You know what the Raya is? That you don't have anybody say that you have a chumra not to have to sit on the side of the sukkah. So that is why the Bir Halacha rejects the chumra, the extension of the Bikur Yaakov, even if you'd accept the chumra of the Magen Avraham. So that's all in this Bir Halacha in Siman Tafresh Lamed Dalet. Then he quotes at the end that even if the Magen Avraham is an extension, maybe you won't extend the Magen Avraham to say as follows. Now let's say you have to sit in the large part of your sukkah, you'll have to put your table in the corner. It's still called a sukkah. You don't have the chashash of Shema, you know, you might go to eat outside the sukkah, be pulled by your table, Shema Yimashef. That chumra doesn't apply to the area in your sukkah that the Magen Avraham says you shouldn't eat in, that area of 7x7. But to make a din, you're allowed to eat anywhere in the sukkah. You just have the Magen Avraham that has the extension of the chumra. Okay, so that is all on the first line. Okay, those of you just walked in, we're in the din of Rabbi Yochanan. Zayinim base on the bottom. So a sukkah that's made like a kivshan, that's made like a furnace in a circle. So if it is large enough to fit 24 people sitting around its circumference, kashera. That is the size that Rabbi Yochanan requires for a sukkah. V'yimla psula, and if not possible. So now the Gemara, for the next Amud, tries to figure out which Shita is Rabbi Yochanan holding like. We know we've had three different opinions so far in our Gemara. What's the minimum size of a sukkah? Either 6x6 tfachim, that was Beis Hillel, or 7x7 tfachim, that was Beis Shammai, or 4x4 amos, which was Shita's Rebbe. And as we'll see, the only chance we have here is with Shita's Rebbe, because Rebbe is the largest one, and this is a large area that Rabbi Yochanan requires. So again, Rabbi Yochanan requires you have to have enough area, circumference, perimeter, around a circle in order for 24 people to sit around the area. So says the Gemara, Keman, who is Rabbi Yochanan holding like? Like which of the opinions in Hilchas Sukkah? Karebi, he must be holding like Rebbe, and as we'll see, even if he holds like Rebbe, that was not going to work, says the Gemara. Karebi, says the Gemara, oh, like Rebbe, which is the closest that we're going to get? Let's figure it out. So to Amar, Rebbe holds, Kol Sukkah She'ein Bo Arba Amos Al Arba Amos Psulo, any Sukkah that is not Dalet al Dalet is Pasul. That was Shitas Rebbe. So Michti, let's figure this out, says the Gemara. Gavra Ba'amsa Yosef. The Gemara's assumption is that a person takes up an Amma. A person is an Amma by an Amma. Like we say by a Mikvah, Amma, by three Ammas. That's what the Gemara assumes, that a person, how the dimensions of a person. So let's assume a person is one Amma wide. So how big is your perimeter of your circle. So kol sheyesh bekefesh shlosha tzvachim yesh barochav tefach. The Gemara assumes, like it did in Maseches Erev in Daf Yudalet, if you remember back to last year's Sukkos, almost a year ago, when we did Maseches Erev in this Gemara, so says the Gemara that we assume that the ratio of the diameter of a circle to its circumference is 1:3. Right, the real 1 to 3.14 pi, which we'll talk about in a second, but 1 to 3, that's the assumption. So let's talk about, Rebbe says the minimum shear of a sukkah is 4 by 4. So if you have a square 4 by 4, so what kind of circle does that translate into? This 4 by 4, what does that translate into? Times 3, right? 12. So ask the Gemara, Patrasur Sagi. So all you should need, according to Rebbe, which is the largest, the most machmir shita of a sukkah, if he holds you need dalet al dalet amos of a square, so translating that into a circle, you should need a circle of a circumference with a perimeter of 12. Right? Not 24. Right? Rebbe Yochanan says 24. It's even double. So who's Rebbe Yochanan holding like? His shear is double the size of any shita that we've had before, and we're assuming he doesn't have a fourth shita. He's holding like one of the Tanaim. He's not making up his own shita. So where does Rabbi Yochanan, what's the basis of his saying a circle of 24? That's the kasha of the Gemara, and that's what we're going to figure out. But just two ha'aris, some of this we mentioned when we learned that a year ago, and some of this we did not, but even if we did it a year ago, I think it's good to mention it, and it's a gra, so you have to re-mention the gra. Yeah.
I'm not sure what happened.
The cheshbon is that if it's dalet al dalet amos, the square, how do you translate that into a circular sukkah? So the Gemara assumes if the diameter, which is any side of the square, you make times that by 3. That's how you get the perimeter of the circle. So that's if the diameter is 4 amos, times that by 3 is 12. So the area, the circumference of the circle should be 12. That's what you should need. If you need minimum 4 diameter, you should need minimum 12, and Rabbi Yochanan says you need 24 amos. So where does he get 24 amos from? 12 amos should be enough. Yeah? Well, no, this is the rule that Gemara assumes to translate, to make a square into a circle, to figure out the area from one to the other. So 1 to 3, symbolize, that's kol sheyesh bekefesh shlosha tzvachim yesh barochav tefach. So that's the Gemara. So ask the Sefer HaChinuch, like many of the Mefarshim, but we know it's not exact. We know 3 is not exact. We know pi, 3.14. So, you know, the Gemara didn't know that, but the Gemara, you know, it's part of the general issue of Chazal lacking certain information. But here, it's not about one of the orbits. It's not about the Earth. This is about Metzius. Figure out the math. So that's why, come on, all the Mefarshim say that Chazal knew. Chazal knew, and Chazal was rounding. Well, those rounding to 3, make it easy, make it simple. Somebody asked me before shear, do we need a calculator for today's shear? I said, if we really had pi, we'd probably need a calculator, 3.14. Because the Gemara rounds, we don't need a calculator today. It's only 3. Sorry? So we'll mention that in a second. Yeah, but says the Sefer HaChinuch, it's an important Sefer HaChinuch, if you want to look it up, in Reish Nun Ches. Reish Nun Ches says the Sefer HaChinuch, V'tizkarim zeh, remember, ki ha'klolam shekalalu chachamim zechronim lovracha, all the klolam that Chazal said. For example, we'll get to that. How do you figure out the diagonal of a square? 1 to 3 that we just said. If you have a circle inscribed in a square, what's the dimensions? Says the Sefer HaChinuch, they rounded. And therefore, says the Sefer HaChinuch, if you ever have to use these dimensions equations to figure out a machlokes, you have a din Torah, don't rely on what it says in the Gemara. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, they knew, but to make things simpler, they rounded. Make things simpler. So it says, V'alta tama, and don't wonder, ich yechtivu dabar bilti mechuvan, v'heim anshe emes, asher alokim nitsa badasam. No, they were anshe emes. How can they say something that wasn't true? No, kihim lo nitzruch kol ha-cheshbonis. You know why they rounded? Because there was never a kula that came out of it. We're going to get to an Amud Aleph. They never rounded. You can never rely on this lakula. They only said it, kihim b'cheshbon tchumei Shabbos, b'zuyas kalayim, u'bazeh mashal okibnu bo, maybe yosan al-adei chumra, ve'eno mazik l'shem adam, b'mamono. It never hurts anybody. If you're going to have a din Torah, you have to figure out using dimensions. Somebody's arguing about their backyard, and you took my backyard. So then you have to figure out the exact dimensions, because that's about a din Torah. But it says the Sefer HaChinuch, don't rely on these, even though they knew. They say themselves that it's not meduktak. That that's the sheet of the Sefer HaChinuch. So everybody agrees that the Chazal weren't mechuvan exactly. The question is the next step. Because they weren't mechuvan, so when you have a din Torah, do you use their calculations, their equations, or our equations? So that's the Sefer HaChinuch, which is the more pashut answer l'chora, and that is, you know, you use our calculations. It says the Tashbetz and the Chazon Ish Paskins this way, no. Even though it seems like from us that there wasn't mechuvan, says the Tashbetz, part of the idea of Shi'ur in Halacha L'Moshe Misinai is that you follow Chazal. You follow these equations even though the Metzias doesn't seem that way. It's a different Metzias. Tashbetz, Sha'af She'ein Shi'ur Chazal Ela Adarach Akirev Mikol Makom LaHalacha Mechsiachsim L'Medidas Chazal Ki'ilu Hei Meduyakos Mishum Dezeu Chelek Masha Amru Shi'urim Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. That is a chumrah of the Tashbetz. He agrees that even though it doesn't seem like the Metzius, but still when it comes to Dine Torah, that's what you follow. That's what you follow because that's part of the Halakha L'Moshe Misinai. Okay, that's an interesting machlokas Rishonim and Haposkim, whether you follow Chazal or whether you follow the Metzius. And this is alluded to, we mentioned when we did Eirvin last year, we did mention the Tosfos HaRosh. Where the Tosfos HaRosh says that the Gemara, Rashi here quotes it. Rashi quotes, how do you know that the ratio of 1 to 3, how do you know every diameter of 1 is circumference of 3? You learn that from a pasuk by Shlomo HaMelech. When he built in Divrei Hayamim, it says, B'yam she'asa Shlomo, he built this big mikvah, so you see the ratio there is mentioned 1 to 3. So they asked the Tosfos HaRosh there in Eirvin, what do you need a pasuk to teach me that? The Gemara says, hey, why do you need a pasuk to teach me 1 to 3? You know, the Gemara says, minani mili. What do you mean minani mili? It's svara. Figure it out. Do the math. Get a calculator. You need a pasuk for. Says it's Tosfos HaRosh. No, that's the chiddush is that without a pasuk, you would have just said, by our Metzius, 3.14. That's why you have the pasuk to teach me that Bakir of 3. So what do you mean, to teach me 3? So they call it Tosfos HaRosh. Must be the Tosfos HaRosh holds that 3 is important for something. Not just must be that's what you go by. That's the Chazon Ish, that's the Tashbetz. That's the Tosfos HaRosh there in Eirvin on Daf Yud Beis. So that's why you need the pasuk to teach me that it's not mechuvan. Okay. Yeah, Alex. At this stage of the Gemara, it doesn't make that much of a difference yet, because there's still a big difference. But we'll see in a few lines, it will make a difference.
But doesn't he sit in the part of the circle, if you make the circle, and sit between the 3 and 3.14?
If you sit between the 3 and 3.14, the Gemara is going to talk about that. Now, so far we're not so small. So far we have a large problem in Rabbi Yochanan. So far, according to Rabbi Yochanan's circle, or according to the circle that we got from Rebbe Shita, it will have a circumference of 12, and Rabbi Yochanan says you need one of 24. So we're not even close yet. We're going to chip away little by little, trying to get the sheet of Tanoim that Rabbi Yochanan holds of. Yeah. What is the Halacha L'Moshe B'Sinai? Well, the Halacha L'Moshe B'Sinai includes a lot. Shi'ur and Halacha L'Moshe B'Sinai. Kizayis, Kozeves. These Shi'urim to use, right? That's the Chazon Ish. Use these Shi'urim. But all the other times, you don't have any stira to Metzius. To say that you have to eat a Kizayis for an Isser of Nevela. So there's no Metzius. So what's against that? But here, there's something against that, and that's the Chiddush. Just to mention again, we mentioned in Sechad Eirvin, but we have to mention it again, it's the remez of the Gra. The remez of the Gra, and that is, again, I think it was last year on one of the days of Sukkot, so I don't think we got to say it on the web either. So, sorry?
He's not here.
Okay. Anyways, it says the Gra, even though we're rounding off, but there's still a remez to this fact in the Pasuk. Because if you look, Rashi quotes the Pasuk. Rashi quotes, if you look at the bottom of the last Rashi on the Amud, Rashi quotes, B'yamsha asa shlomo, eser ba'ama misfaso al sfaso, so it's 10 by 10, agul saviv, v'kav shloshim ba'ama. So the diameter was 10, and the shloshim ba'ama, the whole circumference was 30. V'kav shloshim ba'ama. The Gra points out that the word kav is a Kriyanik Siv. If you look in the Divrei Yamim, it says kuf vav hey. Not kuvav, kava, instead of kav. It says the Gra, if you look do the gematria of kav and kava, kav is 106 and kav is 111. The ratio of 106 to 111 is the exact ratio of 3 to 3.14. The exact ratio. So the remez of the Kri and the Ksiv of kav to kava is the exact ratio of 3 to 3.14. So it says the Gra, hinted inside the pasuk, is itself the ratio of that we know as quote unquote the Metzius. That's what he says. Okay. That's the Gra. Okay, so now we go by through. So back to the question of the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan requires a sukkah that's 24 amos circumference perimeter, because each person takes up an amma. You need enough room to fit 24 people around your circle. And the largest sukkah that we have is Rebbe, which is 4x4 amos, which translates into a circle of 12, not 24. So says the Gemara, Hani mili bi'igula. No, that's only if you're translating into, you have an exact circle, and you're trying to translate the circle into a square that would be exactly the same dimensions of it. Aval b'ribua b'yitfei. But here we're talking about, let's say if you have the square that Rebbe's talking about has the corners. So it's going to be larger than the exact circle that you're just translating into. So it's a little bigger. Rebbe's circle is going to be a little bigger. It's not going to be 12, because you have the four corners that you have to add in. So says the Gemara, okay, let's figure it out. I'll give that to you. It's still going to be too small. Michti, let's see. Kama ruba yosar al eagle revia. What's the rule? When you have a circle circumscribed in a square, so the calculation the Gemara figures out is that it's usually, Gemara says a quarter, which we would call, it's a quarter milavar. It's a quarter after you add it in. So we have a circle of 12 so far, right, according to Rebbe. So we said, no, you have to add on what we would call a third, which is an extra four. Right? The Gemara calls it a quarter, because after you add it on, it's a quarter of the total. So that's the dimensions. If you have a circle and a square, how much is the corners extra that the square is out to the circle? An extra third. So says the Gemara, fine, extra third. So what's your total now? B'shitzar sagi, 16. 16 is it. So we still have to get up to 24, according to Rabbi Yochanan. So you still have a problem. So the Gemara says, no. Hani mili be'igul denafik migo ribua. When do you say this equation, that it's a third more or a quarter more, however you call it? That's only when you have the circle in the square. Avo ribua denafik mi goigula. But if you have the square in the circle, bayitvei mishamursha de karnasa. Right? If you have the square, the second picture over there, if you have the square in the circle, and then you're trying to get how big the circle is going to be, you have all those four extra corners, four extra sides. You have to figure out the area. The mursha, the kernasa, where it sticks out, where it protrudes past the corners. In order to make the circle big enough, in order to include the corners of the square, you have to make it larger, and therefore those sides are added in. So it's even bigger than 16 amos. So Gemara says, okay, let's keep figuring it out. Remember, we have to get up to 24. That's what Rabbi Yochanan says, his circle that's needed. And we're trying to figure out which sheet of the Tanan that he holds up, and we're assuming it's Rebbe, because that's the biggest one, 4x4 amos square. So now let's figure out, Michti, so let's see. Kol amsa beribua, amsa v'chei chumsha ba'alachsona. Says the Gemara, every amsa beribua, every side of a square that's an amma long, amsa v'chei chumsha ba'alachsona, it's 1 2/5 diagonal. That's what we would call, how do you figure out the diagonal of a square or of a rectangle? So if you remember back to geometry, the modern day way of doing it is a squared plus b squared equals c squared. That's how you figure out the hypotenuse. Right? You square the two sides and you figure out the diagonal. So Gemara has a little different calculation. Just has a ratio. If you have the side of 1, the hypotenuse is 1.4, which is 1 2/5. 1 to 1.4. Same thing. If you work out the math, it's the same exact thing as a squared plus b squared equals c squared. So it says the Gemara, so let's figure it out. So it's 1 to 1.4. So what do you have here? So you have the square inside the circle. So the square is how long? Each side of the square is 4 amos, according to Rebbe. That's the minimum size circle, 4 by 4. So what is the diagonal, which is the diameter of the circle, by the way? So how long is the diagonal? So 4 times 1.4 is 5.6. So you have 5.6, and if you do the other equation, it works out too. So the diagonal is 5.6, and 5.6 times 3, because that's the other equation. How do you get from the diagonal to the circumference of the circle? You times it by 3. That's the estimation of pi, as we just said. So 5.6 times 3 is 16.8. That's what the Gemara says. 16.8, that's what we got up to. So we went from 12 to 16, now we got added on a 0.8. 16.8. So it says the Gemara, b'shivsar nechi chumshe sagi. 17 minus a fifth. Right? 16.8 should be enough. So again, we're still stuck. How does Rabbi Yochanan require a sukkah of a circle that's 24 circumference? 16.8 should be the biggest that you should require. So Gemara says, lo duck, you're right. He wasn't so medayik. He wasn't so specific about his shear. He means 16.8. He just said 24. So, as you would ask a contractor here, okay, you can mess up a drop. You could estimate a drop. If you're going to measure something that's 16.8, and you say, oh, it's 24 inches. Ah, it's okay. So you can't do that. That's not called a low duck. It says, Amr, to Amrina, low duck purta. Right, what could you say low dock? By a little bit, by a point, a centimeter, a tiny amount. Tuva, me, I'm reading low dock. Do you say low dock when you have such a big difference? 16.8 to 24? That can't be. So says the Gemara, okay. Rejecting everything we said. Again, we're still trying to figure out which sheet of the Tanaim does Rabbi Yochanan hold of. So says the Gemara, Amar le mar kishisha bereid Rav Chisel Rav Ashi. Mi sabris gabra b'amsa yosef. We're rejecting, oh, I forgot to mention something before. I'll mention it in a minute. Who says that we are relying on the assumption that we said before, that each person takes up an amma? That's not true. Reject that, which we're going to accept in a minute, but we're rejecting it for the moment. Who says that a person takes up an amma? Tzlasa gavri betarti amsa yosef. Really, three people take up two ammas. So not every person takes up an amma, three people take up two ammas. In other words, each person takes up an amma and a half. People are bigger than we thought. Each person takes up an amma and a half. Three people in two ammas. So if you do the math now, so kama havilahu, smaller. Smaller. So three people, so batarti amsa, right, three people sit in two, so each amma fits one and a half people. That's what I meant to say. Each amma fits one and a half people. Okay, so you do the math. So each amma fits one and a half people. So when Rabbi Yochanan says that you need a circle that fits 24 people sitting around it, so altogether you need, how much does it have to be? A circumference of 16, right? Because each amma fits one and a half people. So how many ammas do you need to fit 24 people? 16. So, says the Gemara, kamei havlu shitzer. So 16. But one second, but according to Rabbi, what did we just figure out? How much do you need according to Rebbe? What's the minimum? Anan shifsa nechichum should be inan. We need 16.8. Not 7, all right? Not 16. So now the Gemara says low duck. It's exactly, that's what I meant low duck. So going from 16.8 to 17 is low duck. Going from 16.8 to 24, that we wouldn't say. So that's what the Gemara assumes now. So says the Gemara now another kasha. No. Emer darmina low duck lechumra. Like the Sefer HaChinuch said before. Whether you say low duck, you can say low duck if somebody's being extra machmir. Okay, add on an extra point too. That's fine. But lakula miyamina lo dak. But would we say lo dak lakula? Would you say lo dak lakula? Says Rabbi Yochanan. Says what is needed? What according to Rebbe? What is the minimum requirement of a sukkah? 16.8. That's the smallest sukkah that you can have. So that's lo dak. Rabbi Yochanan says it has to be 17. That's be 70. So would you say low duck in that direction? So the Gemara says, no, that can't be either. So we're going to go back to the original assumption that a person takes up an amma space, which we're going to explain now, the final answer in a minute. But just one, I forgot to mention before. The assumption of the Gemara is that a person takes up an amma based on the how we learn the shear of a mikvah. That you need arboim sa'ah in a mikvah, because we assume a person is amma al room shalosh ammas, one by one by three. Asks Tosvos, if you have a mikvah that exactly fits a person, the size of amma of shalosh amos, so when a person goes into the mikvah, so then some of the water is going to come out. You're going to have less than arba'im sa'ah. So how could you have such exact dimensions? Amma by amma, by three amos, and you assume a person takes up an amma width. So when you go into the mikvah, you're going to take out some of the water. You're not going to have arba'im sa'ah there. That's Tosfos Kasha and Yuma. If you remember back, maybe you mentioned this. Daf Lamed Aleph. Says Tosfos, so how could the Gemara assume that it's an amma and get dimensions of a mikvah to be so exact, so it's not going to be big enough? So says Tosfos, V'yesh lomar hat amar makam adam hu tahavi rachav amma haynuk shu lavush. When our Gemara is talking about amos, it's when he's wearing clothes. So he's a little bit mashahu bigger, you know, with clothes on. Without clothes, you're going to mikvah without clothes on. But mikvah without clothes on, says Tosfos, he can be a drop less than an amma. Right, here we're talking about sitting in a sukkah, sitting around the sukkah. So with clothes, that's why it takes up a drop more than an amma. Really, when the amma exact is without clothes. Teide quotes, he said, I'll prove it to you. The gabi kubin amrinan, but when the Gemara talks about the caves where they used to bury people, and they used to have rooms and different holes in the sides of the walls called kubin. Mishnayis in Moed Katan talk about it. So says the... Says the Gemara, how wide were those kubin? Six tvachim, which is the six tvachim is an amma. So the Gemara says, what do you mean an amma? What about the arun? The person's in the arun, so that takes up space. So how can you fit it into those kubin? The person is an amma, and the arun surrounds the person. So how do you fit it? So it must be, the person is buried in tachrichin, is not buried in all his shirt, and his assumption is that it's thinner than the clothing. So therefore, that's a raya. That's Tosfos' answer to the question: how can you fit a person if it's exactly an amma? The answer is without clothes. The Ritva is a different answer. The Ritva says the difference is between sitting and standing. Sitting and standing. A person sitting, he takes up a little more room. And that's the amma. And also, when you go to the mikvah, we assume we give him a little more space, the ritva here, because he has to be able to be tovel. He says, Sha'afla omid mikvah naslo shir ki yoshev. They should yitvo berevach. The yarchav atzmo. Two answers to the question about how could it be exactly an amma. Okay, so now let's get back to our gemara. So the gemara tried just now to maybe change the dimensions of a person, so he said that didn't work. So it says the gemara, amar lei, five lines up, Amalei Ravasi, the Ravashi, the Olam, Gavrabamsa Yosef. Go back to the original dimensions. Meaning, a person takes up an amba. So, what did Rabbi Yochanan say before? You need a circle with a circumference where 24 people could sit around the sukkah, and this circular sukkah. And we're still stuck. Which sheet of the Tanoim does he hold of? So, Gemara says, this is what we said incorrectly. Rabbi Yochanan, Makom HaGavri Lo Kachashiv. Rabbi Yochanan didn't mean that the circle that you require was where people are sitting outside the circle. The sukkah that he requires is when people are sitting inside. People are sitting inside you measure from the circle inside these people. The sukkah that's inside these people. So if you have 24 people in a circle, and each one, if you measure the people, that's what we said before. If you have 24, and using the pi, it's 8, the diameter of 8. So 8, and then times 3 is 24. But no, measure from inside the people. So if each person takes up an amma, so take away an amma from each side. So what's the measurement of the diagonal of the diameter of the circle? So that is, you go down, it's 6. It's not 8, because you just took away 2. So if you have 6, you took away 2, so then the circumference is 18 times 3. So kabe habelahu timne srei. So it's 18. B'shiv sanachi chum shesag. Yeah, isn't it 16.8? No, that's our final answer, that he wasn't being so exact. He was a little bit off. And he was off in l'chumra direction. Meaning Rabbi Yochanan said, you know, you need a little bit bigger. So therefore, that's how we give the final answer to Rabbi Yochanan. He wasn't being exact. Really, he was like Rabbi. And he was a little low duck. And he was being a little low duck. L'chumra. Fine. One other point, says the Gemara, Rabbanan Tekisari, Vamile Dayana Tekisari, either the rabbis or the judges of Kaisari said, they said, maybe this is the pshat of Rabbi Yochanan. This was the pshat. Igul, do not think we go rivua riva. When you have a circle inside a square, so the extra dimensions of the circle is a riva, which we said before, is either a quarter after you add it or a third before, what we would call a third. But they also said the following equation. Rivua denave migula palga. They squared if a square is inside a circle and the perimeter of the square is 16, let's say, then you'd add on half the perimeter of the square to get the circumference of the circle that surrounds it. So let's say if the perimeter of the circle is 16, all the different sides, so the circumference is going to be 24. So that's how they explain. He said Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rebbe. So Rebbe's square, if you add it up, right, one of his sides is 4. So if you add up the perimeter of his square is 16. So they said that if you do the circumference around that size square, you add half of what the perimeter of the square is, which gives you 24. The only problem is, says the Gemara, v'lohi d'chadin d'lavi kulehai. We see that it's wrong. We see that's not correct. When you have a square, the area of a square, when you do 4 times 4, the area of the square, it's not that you add half of that area to get the circumference of the circle. That's not true. So this is how they suggested to try to explain Rabbi Yochanan, and they were incorrect, says the Gemara. Okay, end of the piece. Now we know Rabbi Yochanan was based on Rebbe, and he was a little low done. Now we go on to the next piece of Gemara. And tomorrow, B'ez Hashem, we start the next Mishnah. Sukkah Yeshana. Big stuff. Okay, so says the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Levi. Amar Rabbi Levi, Mishnah Rabbi Meir. Shtei sukos shel yotzrim zu lifnim izu. If you have two sukkos of yotzrim, of potters, one inside another. Rashi explains that the potters in those days, they lived in two little huts, an inner one and an outer one. And the inner one is where they lived and they kept all their items and they did a lot of their work. Rashi explains that Matzniya Kederosav, and that's where they live. And the outer one is where they do their work and they sell their wares. Right, you have the inner one and the outer one. So you have the private one and the more public one. So says the Gemara, if you have these two little huts, and they both, l'chora, let's say, have schach on them. So the Gemara says, ha'pnimis ein asukah, v'chayevis b'mezuzah. The inner one, where the potter lives, and he has litznius there, so it says, it's not a sukkah. You cannot use it for the mitzvah of sukkah. Why? We'll get to it in a second. V'chayev es b'mezuzah. But it's chayev and mezuzah. V'chaychisona, sukkah, v'chayev and mezuzah. The outer one is the opposite. You can't use it as a sukkah, and it's part of a mezuzah. So what are the reasons for this? So the inner one is not, you cannot use it as a sukkah, even though it has four walls and a schach on top of it. Why? Look at Rashi's chiddush. Rashi says, because it's not nikar that it's a sukkah. So lo minkara milsa, to l'shem sukkah hu darba. To hakol yemos ashana dayer hasam. You live there the whole year. So it's not nikar that this is a sukkah. And this is not, we're going to have tomorrow, machlokas between Bishamay and Beis Hillel, whether you had to build a sukkah yeshana, whether you have to build a sukkah, l'shem mitzvah sukkah. That's going to be a machlokas. We're going to paskin. You don't, like Beis Hillel, I mean, you don't have to build a l'shem mitzvah sukkah. Let's say you just build a hut in your backyard, and you're going to use it for shade. You're going to use it just to be in your backyard. That's fine, that's kosher. You don't have to build a l'shem sukkah. So says the Gemara here, in the Mefarshim, Rashi, and the Ritva, and others. This Gemara is even according to Beis Hillel, that you don't have to build a l'shem mitzvah sukkah, you still have to build it, use it, you still have to use it, l'shem, not as a diras keva. And if you're using it, you live there all year, says this Gemara, according to Rashi, eina sukkah is not a sukkah. One second, the chayev is mezuzah. But because you live there all year, it's chayev mezuzah, even though it has schach on top of it. But it's your dira, and then because it's your dira, it's chayev in mezuzah. Chayev, Rashi says, la'olam. The whole year it's chayev in mezuzah, because that's where you live. That is Shitas Rashi explaining the Gemara. And the outer one is a sukkah. Why? Because you don't live there. You're going to live there now for sukkahs. That's where you're going to live. But you don't usually, you just show your wares there. It's not, you know, you don't sit there, you don't sleep there. So the outer one can be used as a sukkah. Upatura min mezuzah, but it's patur min mezuzah because that is not your regular zira. And just because you live there during the week of sukkahs does not make it that you require a mezuzah. Let's just finish two more lines. V'yamai, we'll talk about this Rashi in a second. V'yamai asked the Gemara, why should the outer one be patur from mezuzah? Let's say you have a hall that goes into a room. You have an outer little chamber that goes into a room. And the outer chamber has a doorway. So the outer chamber requires a mezuzah. At least means a rabbanan. The outer chamber, you don't live in that hallway, but it requires a mezuzah because it goes into this room that's a beis dira. So the outer one should at least be like a beis shar. Should be at least like a passageway to go to this inner room. So it says the Gemara Mishum Delo Kaviyah. No, because the inner one itself isn't a makum kavua. It's not a diras keva. It's like a sukkah. It's possible to use as a sukkah, but because it's not such a kavua place inside, so then it's not strong enough to create a beis shar chiyuv mezuzah going into it. That's why this is worse than a regular beis shar outside. But the chiddush that we get from one of the chiddushim that we get from this Gemara is that if you have a sukkah that you live in all year, something from Rashi, so that you live in all year, it's not nikar that is a sukkah, and therefore it is possible to use as a sukkah. Yeah.
That diras keva had a regular roof on all year long.
Oh. What happens if you have a retractable roof? Let's say your dining room. You're going to sit in the same room you always eat every Shabbos. You're just going to change the schach, right? You're going to change the roof. So I'm assuming that in that case, I mean, the minigol wants to be megal, right? But I'm assuming that in that case, it's called a new room. Because you don't live in this. The fact that you put the schach on there, it's a different roof. That changes the whole nature of the room. So this is talking about where, no, you have schach and you sit there all year. You sit there all year in this room. Mefarshim points out that this Rashi has to be linked to another Rashi later on Daf Yud Dalet. Daf Yud Dalet is a shita of Rabbi Meir, where Rabbi Meir says you're not allowed to use wide planks for your schach. Wide planks for your schach. Why? What's the reason? Let's say and you leave space. Why can't you use wide planks? Right? It's the darm comes from the ground. It's not mechuber. It's not makabel tuma. What's the problem? So Rashi there says Daf Yud Dalet, Mali's beschach be'elu mali leishev tacha koros besi. Because if you use wide planks, what's the difference between sitting in this room and sitting in your house? Even your house is made with planks. The Ahu Vadai Pasol, the Sukkah Amarachmana, Velo Beso shall call you Mos Hashana. Rashi has a new drasha. You have to sit in a sukkah and not in your house of the whole year. So some of Farshim point out that Rashi sounds like a Dindar Isa. Right, you have to sit in a sukkah, not in Bais or Kol Hashana. This Rashi sounds like maybe a Dindar Rabbanan. It's not Nika that it's L'shem Sukkah. So ask the Rav points out, which when in the Rishima Shiurim, what's the difference between these two? Why over there does it sound like, if you have this idea that you're not supposed to sit in the Sukkah that you sit in all year, like in your house, why over there does it sound like a P'sul D'Araisa? By using the thick boards on top, well here it sounds like a P'sul D'Rabbanan. It's good schach, it's regular schach, just that you live there all year. So says the Rav, that's the difference. The difference is between Gavra and Chefsa. Where you have a problem, the chefsa shel sukkah is built like a house. You have these boards which you use in your own house. That's a problem, daraisa. That's beso below sukkah. So that's why it's a problem. But here, it's a perfect sukkah. What's the problem? You live there. You live in that house. That's the problem. That's a problem in the Maisa Agavra. That's why that's a psul derabbanan. That's what he says. Kan besukas ayotzrim ain't suras haschach shel bayis shekoyim asashana suras haschach shel sukkah hi. Ella, it looks like sukkah. Ella shahagavra darba kol hashana kula. Mishum kach psul rak vidrabbanan. Luumaze, in contrast, by the boards, gagan asarm shel bayis mochiach b'tsuraso sheish kan chefsa shel bayis to koyim asashana besukas psul midar baisa. That's the difference between what we say in the two Rashis. Yeah. Changing the roof. But if you use a regular roof, that's what Aaron asked. And if there's schach here the whole year, if you have schach the whole year, and that's how you sit in your dining room the whole year, that sounds like coming right. You can't use it if you didn't change anything. Sukkah Yeshana is, well, you didn't live there. Sukkah Yeshana, we'll get to tomorrow. It's you. It's not that you live there. You built it not l'shem sukkahs. You built it for some other reason. Okay, but let's say you built it for a backyard area, but you didn't build it after to live in. That's an issue of passive lomana asui. But we'll get to. But if you built it l'shem sale, which we'll get to in a second, that's different than this case where you live there. Yeah. That's what Rashi said beferish, that this is not the psula. It says, even according to Beis Hillel, who says that a sukkah yishana is kosher, which we'll get to tomorrow, still here, it would still be a problem because it is not nikar that you're sitting kilashem sukkah. Yeah.
And you live in there. So then in that case, you would think that the concept of building a sukkah, more of building a sukkah, should be a mitzvah itself.
Is building a sukkah a mitzvah itself? We'll get to that later today or tomorrow, which we'll get to. And that's it.
If they build a sukkah yishana, the sukkah can sell whatever it is, and obviously that's not the case.
Okay.
It would be a mitzvah to actually build a sukkah every year.
Okay, so we'll see whether we get from here that if you have that, you should do something. If you have a sukkah with schach on it the whole year, you gotta change something. Tana Rabbanan. Let's go weiter. Tana Rabbanan. Ganbach. What's Ganbach? It's an abbreviation. Sukkahs, goyim, sukkahs, noshim, sukkahs, behema, sukkahs, kusim. That's Ganbach. Sukkahs, goyim, a sukkah built by a non-Jew. Sukkahs, noshim, a sukkah built by women who are also not mechuyav in the mitzvah of sukkah. Right? Tosas asks some sachim, why not? Why don't you say afin ho yibosu anes by sukkah? Right? You have it by the other three. You have it by my gilah chanukah and dal kosos. So why not sukkah? Tosas says you only say it by derabbanan. It's not by daraisas. Other answers given as well. But the sukkah noshim ikra din are putter from sukkah. Sukkahs behema. Sukkah, let's skip that one for a second. Sukkahs kusim. Sukkah of kusim, right? The nation that was in Eretz Yisrael, Geri Arayis, the Gemara calls them. So all these people do not have the regular chiyuv in sukkah. The Gemara says, sukkah mikol makom kshera. All these sukkahs are kosher. Mikra din, if a non-Jew or a woman or a kusi builds a sukkah, they are kosher to sit in. So what about the one we skipped? Sukkahs behema. So Rashi says it means a sukkah built for animals to have shelter in. That's also, right, to give them shade. So that's fine, but to have an exact parallel, the other three are built by these people. So sukkah's behema to be parallel would be a sukkah built by animals. So Rabbi Yosef Engel says that's the pshuto shel Gemara. He says a sukkah built by monkeys, right? Whatever it is, you train a monkey to help you build your sukkah, or you train them to put that's the parallels. He says that's also kosher. So but even the Rashi said the Rashi doesn't say a word here. None of the Rishonim say. So the Lavush in Tafresh Lamed Hey says it means a sukkah built for animals. That's a problem. How they translate it in there. But the pashas, if you have the parallels of the other three, I mean, sukkah built by animals. Either way, it's kosher. Ubilvad shetehei musucheches kehilchasa. As long as it is properly schacht. As long as it's proper schach on it. So said the Gemara is about to be medayik, that there were two phrases in this brisa which require elaboration. They seem to be including something. Mikol makom kshera, the mikol makom, and it has to be musucheches kehilchasa. Those two lines seem to be adding something. So says the Gemara, my kelchasa, what is mi kelchasa? Of course that's mi kelchasa. Why would you think that just because a woman or a guy is building it, that it doesn't have to have kosher schach? What's that telling me? Amar of chizta v'usha asal letzel sukkah. No, what it means is that it has to be built for shade. Letzel sukkah. And that is something that we hold up. That if a sukkah is built not for shade, but for tznius, for just for privacy, but it's not built for shade, for protection, so then that is not called a sukkah. That's what's being added to kilchas. That's what we pass in the siman tough reish lamed hey. We pass in the Shulchan Aruch, wherever the Shulchan Aruch is, that it has to be l'shem tzel. Sukkah, afal bishon lo nasas l'shem mitzvah k'sheira, even though a sukkah that's not made for sukkahs is kosher, that's tomorrow's daf, v'hu shetia asuya l'tzel, it has to be made for shade, k'gon sukkahs, goyim nashim behem akusim, roim, we'll get to those, all of those are built for shade, to have protection from the elements, so that's fine. But if a sukkah is purely built for tznius, for tznius ba'am, that privacy, that is not a kosher sukkah. The definition of sukkah is to build it l'shem tzel. That's what's being included in the line of kilchasa. Mikom makom asuye mai. What about the other line of the braisa, the mikom makom? It's for sure kosher. What is that including? La'asuye sukkahs rakbash. We had ganbach, and now we have rakbash. What's rakbash? The Tanur Rabbanan. Sukkahs rakbash. What does that mean? Sukkahs roim. Sukkahs roim, a sukkah built by shepherds. When they're shepherding their sheep, they build sukkahs to live in for protection. Sukkahs kayatsim. Kayatsim are people who watch drying fruit out in the fields, right? Dates or figs. Sukkahs berganin, the sukkah of bergen, what are berganin? These are the guards of the city, and they sit out there and they in their little booths to watch, make sure everybody's safe. And sukkah shomrei peiros, and sukkahs of those who guard the fruits, all of those, sukkah mikol makom k'sheira, u'mikvach lo shetei mesuchachas kilchasa. Right, as long as they are mesuchachas kilchasa, as long as it's mesuchach and eschach properly. So we have two brises. We have a first Tanur Rabbanan on sukkahs ganbach, and sukkahs ganbach, you know what that includes in the line of mikol makom? It includes the rakbash. Now we're about to say this second brise of the rakbash sukkahs also has a line of mikol makom. They're going to include the ganbach. Once. Each one of them is alluding to the other set. But first, my kilchasa, what does the Lashon kilchasa mean? Amar of chesed v'shasa, l'same tzel, l'sel sukkah, as we mentioned before. The line of it has to be built, kilchasa means it has to be built for shade. Mikol makom lasuye, my lasuye sukkahs ganbach. What is this? These words, mikol makom, in the second brisa include? It includes sukkahs ganbach, the sukkahs of goyim, nashim, behema, and kusim. So the Gemara points out that we have two brises here. One about the ganbachs and one about the rakbashes, and each one we just said has a hinted reference to say even the other ones are kosher. The ganbach rises has a mikom makom, even the rakbashes. And the rakbash, even the ganbach. Right? So, what, each one is trying to include the other one? Which one is bigger chiddush? Which one is a bigger chiddush? So, I say one and include the bigger chiddush. So, says the Gemara, in a different way, each of them thinks the other one is a bigger chiddush. Hai tana to ganbach, alimale ganbach. The one who says ganbach, the sukkahs of goyim, nashim, Behema and Kusim, they think that the Ganbach sukkahs are more pashut kosher. Why? Mishum tekviyeh, because those are permanent. A wooden build a sukkah. It could be a kavua structure. If a nachri, or any of those don't move around. They're kavua. So that's why it says those. Vekatana, bikal makoma, so your rakbash lo kviyeh. And it includes even the rakbashes, even the ones for the shepherds or for the guards' booths. Those aren't kavua, those move around wherever they're needed. So that's why they have to be included. The high ton of the rakbash and the second group, the rakbash brisa, says alimalei the rakbash b'nei chiyuva ninu. Those are included more pasha because those are built are b'nei chiyuva. Those are built by men, Jewish men who have a chiyuv in sukkah. The ton of mikal makom asuye ganbach t'la b'nei chiyuva ninu, and they include the ganbach because the chiddush is those are kosher because they are not built by people that are not b'nei chiyuva ninu. Halacha l'maisa, we paskin all of these are mutzer, maker din. You can have a non-Jew help you build your sukkah. You can build it totally. What about ketanim? Also, we say this is going to relate to the mitzvah of building a sukkah, which we're going to talk about not today. At some point, and many times, we're going to talk about the mitzvah of building the sukkah, not just sitting in the sukkah. But the mefarshim ask from this Gemara on a sheet of Rabbeinu Tam. Shita Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam in Tos quoted in Tosfos and Gein and Daf Mem Hei has the shita and is quoted that a woman should not make tzitzis. A woman should not write tefillin. Why? Because Rabbeinu Tam had the drasha kol she'eino bikshira or kol she'eino belevisha eino biksiva eino basiya. That's Rabbeinu Tam's chiddush in Gittin Tosfos Daf Mem Hei, that a woman shouldn't do it. If anybody who's mufka from doing the mitzvah, who doesn't have a chiyuv in doing the mitzvah, should not be one who creates the chefzah shel mitzvah. Rabbeinu Tam says this by tefillin, by tzitzis, by making an eged of a lulav, which we're going to have later on. Lulav sarach eged. By all of those, says Rabbeinu Tam, a woman should not do. So ask the Mefarshim. Tosfos there rejects Rabbeinu Tam because of our Gemara. What about ganbach rakbash? According to Rabbeinu Tam, why is the sukkah ganbach kosher? A woman is prohibited from sitting in a sukkah. So how should she be able to make a sukkah? Lisa Pesach Ian. This is a kasha on Rabbeinu Tam. So some of the Mefarshim answer, the Rav quotes it here, but others say it as well. Rav Salvation quotes it here, and that is, maybe the point is, this doesn't answer all the cases, but some of them, maybe the point is that a woman cannot create a chalos lishma. If something needs lishma, l'shem mitzvah, that chalos in the asiyah So somebody who's not mechuyev in the mitzvah cannot create that. You have it by gittin. You have it by tefillin. You need a seal lishma by tefillin. So the Rabbeinu Tam suli isha liyitziras chalos lishma. Asiyas tzitzis needs lishma. Tefillin needs lishma. Ulam besukkah. Sukkah doesn't need lishma. What does sukkah need? L'shem tzel. For shade. So that a woman could create l'shem tzel. Hadin de l'shem tzel. Rak hechi timsi l'kvoa shem schach. So a woman could do that. So that's why she's possible for inyani stam and for tzitzis. The problem is the lulav sarach eged. Lulav sarach eged, he says it by. What do you mean? An eged is a chalos l'shma by ma'aged yululav? That's sarachian. So he doesn't answer that. But either way, you should know that shita of Rabbeinu Tam. And we try to be machmir l'chadchila for that Rabbeinu Tam. The Bir Halacha there in Hilchos Tzitzis, Simin Yudalad, says that we try l'chadchila to be machmir like Rabbeinu Tam. Meaning to have b'nei chiyuva do your tefillin and your tzitzis and your sukkah and everything. Don't make it that we don't paskin like him. But by the Rabbeinu Tam, b'lechachila, we try to go like Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, again, this Gemara, as I said, is very important to the mitzvah of building the sukkah. That we'll get to tomorrow. One of the most important tosfasim, one of the most important lines in tosfas is on tomorrow's daf about mitzvah of Abba Vera, sukkah daf tes. That Hashem, we will get to tomorrow. Yeah.